I am unconditional love of myself first. I am unconditional love of myself first. I go around the world looking at all the beautiful things in the world and all the beautiful life in the world. My reflection. I go around and I see everyone harmonious with everyone else. My reflection. I live in the present moment. My reflection. I live in the now. I live lovingly, continuously, positively, joyously, right now. And that's all that I know. No. Every one of us can have the ideal life. Yes, we can. We can have the ideal world in which we live. We can have the ideal experiences of everything that we are and everything that we do in this world by our choice. But it's by our choice. It's by our choice we are making the decision to think lovely thoughts, unconditionally loving thoughts, first about ourselves. We think we are nice people. We think we are beautiful people. We think that we are living in a world of harmony and peace and love and joy and magic every moment of our life. And as we think this, we are putting a powerful thought in motion. We are putting a powerful cause in motion for our life. And our life is always an expression of that purity and that goodness and that wonder and that magic and that joy and that love that we are. Unconditional love. It's a beautiful word. It's a beautiful phrase. Unconditional love. There's no conditions to it. I don't say I love you because. I don't say I love me because. I don't say I love me because I'm me and because I'm wonderful and because I'm happy and because I'm. I just love me. When my pets come to me and want me to shower them with love, my unconditional love, and they know I have lots of it, they come to me and they snuggle me and they feel so good in my presence. I created that. I am a bubble of love, a bubble of unconditional love, and I live eternally, and I live joyously, and I live wonderfully. And if anyone ever believes that anything is temporary in this world, that we are not immortal, that we are not forever being wonderful, then that's what their world will be. But when everyone in my world, at least, thinks that everything is eternal. Everything is wonderful. Unconditional love is the master of their lives. Unconditional love is the master of their soul, master of their being. They love it, and I love it. And I see everyone in my world unconditionally loving. I see everyone in my world fulfilled of every desire of their heart. Everyone in my world fulfilled of every desire of their heart. And it doesn't matter what the desire is in their heart. If they have a desire of their heart and unconditionally they love themselves, that desire of their heart manifests blooingly, wonderfully, fantastically, gloriously. It develops in their experience because it's already there. It's already there as unconditional love. It's already there as unconditional love in their heart, in their mind, in their soul, in their being. It's unconditional love that they know that they are. And you are unconditional love. Because that's all you know for yourself. That's all you know of your life. That's all you know of all that you are. Now, are you beautiful? Sure. My goodness, yes. Are you glorious? Yes. Wonderful. Are you happy? Oh, yes, I'm so happy. Are you a delight to be with by other people? Yes, everyone likes to be in my presence because I like to be in my presence. My pets like to be in my presence. They like to stay in my presence and snuggle and lay on my feet and be wherever I am. I don't have to chase them or call them or ask them to come with me and be with me. They just follow me wherever I go because the paths that I walk, the places that I go are wonderful. The places that I experience my love is wonderful, and it's what I am. It's all that I am. It's all that I know. It's all that ever can be in my life, because I am unconditional love, first of myself, first of my life experiences, first of my world, first of all the people in my world. All the people in my world, I unconditionally love them. All the people in my world, no matter what circumstances they have in their life, no matter what conditions they're going through, no matter what lifestyle they've chosen for themselves, I call them my unconditional love partners. I don't need a relationship with them, because I have the relationship with myself, and that relationship is the only relationship I need. That's an unconditionally loving relationship. And so as I see others, they are my reflection. They are my reflection of happiness, of goodness, of peace, of joy. They are my reflection. I look at my dog and I say, "You are so wonderful. You are so fantastic." I look at my associates and I say, "You are all beautiful. You are all loving. You are all glorious." Just walking with your presence, just being in your presence, just talking to you makes me feel 10 feet tall. Makes me feel the most wonderful feeling that I could ever have in life. And it's all because of one thing. First, I unconditionally love myself. First, and this is a practice. This is something that I do. This is something that we all can do, is to unconditionally love ourselves first, and unconditionally think beautiful thoughts about ourselves first, to unconditionally know that this is a fabulous world we live in. It's a joyous world we live in. It's a magnificent world we live in. It's a world filled with all sorts of beautiful, fulfilling experiences, and it's my world now. Can you say that for yourself? I say it for you, even if you don't say it, but I say it for you, and I know you say it too, because I know your heart. I know my heart. My heart says I love you, and I love me, and I love all my world. And so as I love you, you sparkle that out of yourself. You sparkle that out of your inner being. Your inner self says, "Oh, love, that's the way to go. Love, that's the way to go. Possession of nothing. I possess nothing. I am everything." Everything as a child. The child says, "Everything is mine. I have everything to play with. I can do anything I want with it. And I don't have to leave it. I don't have to bring it home at night. I don't have to do anything. I just leave it. And it's mine. And I go back in the morning and there it is again. No one has walked off with it. No one has taken my toys, my things. They're mine. And if anyone wants to play with my things, that's fine. I say, go ahead. You may play with them. You can play with them for keeps if you want." For me, owning it in my heart, owning it in my soul, owning it in my being is all that matters. Nothing else makes any difference whatsoever in my world, in my life, in my experience, than to be myself and have fun. To be myself and have fun. And myself is my highest and my most glorious experience. Myself is the unconditional being of love. Today, I put forth this unconditional being of love in everything I do. Because today is the only day there is. Now is the only time there is. Now is the only where there is. And I put that forth in my thought. I put that forth in my life. I put that forth in everything that I think, say, and do. I like me. I like me. I like me. I'm unconditionally loving of myself. And I'm unconditionally loving of the world I see reflected out there, which is from within me first. And it is always good and beautiful. It's always magnificent. It's always glorious. It's always wonderful. My world is my reflection. And my reflection is unconditional love. And my reflection is peace. And my reflection is now. Only now. I live in the present tense. First person, present tense, positive. I am that, and I like me unconditionally. And I love you unconditionally. I love you.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I could go on saying that forever because that's true. And it's me. And it's you.